Reflections and field notes are kinds of qualitative data, so they will be analyzed very similarly to other kinds of qualitative data, like interviews and open-ended survey questions. The first step is to code your data. Coding qualitative data can be done using a variety of strategies. If you're interested in reading about how qualitative researchers code data, you can check out Johnny Saldana's book, where he offers names and specific examples of different kinds of coding strategies. The most important part about coding your data is that you're trying to give a name to the chunked data. The name you give should represent the essence of the particular chunk of data. Sometimes teacher researchers prefer to use highlighted or colored markers or pencils to code. This can involve highlighting, underlining, circling, or starring a word or phrase that captures the essence of the passage. Other times, teacher researchers will use sticky notes to code and use highlighting or colored markers to identify key quotations to use later. There is no right or wrong answer on which method to use. It is purely a matter of preference.